This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. Coming up, the journey from Mexican migrant worker to neurosurgeon. But first, this story about Latinos and higher education. For decades, historically black colleges and universities have been a refuge for African Americans. Now these schools, known as HBCUs, are recruiting Hispanic students. North Carolina Public Radio's Jessica Jones has our report.
Recruiter Maria Palmer is a mother of three and an expert at getting teenagers to pay attention, even in Spanish. Hey guys, do you know where you want to go to college yet? She calls out to a group of teenage boys as she mans a table for North Carolina A&T at a college fair for Latino students. Then Palmer spies a cute high school couple in the distance holding hands.
Hola, hola. Antes de que se casen, tienen que sacar un título bueno.
Before you get married, you should get your degree, she teases. Palmer beckons them to come over and whips out the historically black university's long list of majors. It's all part of A&T's strategy to reach out to a growing population of Latino students in the community.
Están en high school.
Yeah.
We have engineering, education, Spanish, nursing, everything you can imagine, Palmer says to Jesus Romero and Jacqueline De La Rosa. 17-year-old Romero says he wants to study business. In English, Palmer asks him what kind of a student he is.
How are you? Great.
They're doing perfect.
Woo!
This is the first time North Carolina A&T has come to this college fair, but the historically black university has recruited Latino students for almost a decade, and it's not the only one. HBCUs from Texas Southern University to Delaware State have hired bilingual recruiters, placed ads in Spanish-language newspapers, and made visits to high schools with large Latino populations.
Latinos are a fast-growing population in our country and probably not as well tapped as it should be.
Charles Green is the executive director of the White House Initiative on Historically Black Colleges and Universities. It's an advocacy group for more than 100 schools. He says now that African-American students can study anywhere they want, historically black colleges have to work harder to fill seats. Green says most HBCUs don't have big endowments, so recruiting a rapidly growing population of Latinos makes financial sense.
A number of private HBCUs are pretty much tuition-driven, and therefore it's essential to either keep their enrollment in place or to grow their institutions.
At many HBCUs, Latino enrollment has quadrupled in the last decade, but it still makes up less than 1% of the student body at most of these institutions. At North Carolina A&T, more than 50 of the school's Latino students study engineering. That includes senior Daniel Valencia, who's helping his friend Victor Esparza cram for a test.
Pretty sure he's going to ask you a question about how many clock cycles you have here.
Yeah, that's right.
He's probably going to make you code something.
Mm-hmm.
They say their African-American classmates have welcomed them, but on a campus where many students are big on grooming, going to the barber for a trim just about every weekend, Valencia and Esparza say sometimes they feel a little out of place.
They always have to have a, you know, fresh cut. Your shoes have to be clean, you know, real nice.
Like, they always make fun of me because, like let's say I got a pair of shoes at the same time as my friend, and a month later my shoes are all crappy, and they're like, man, look at you, Daniel, man. Wear the same shoes every day for a month. That's why you get them all messed up.
Some older alums have expressed concern that Latinos could take places away from African Americans at HBCUs, but upperclassmen Brandon Cyrus and Ashley Jones say they don't feel that way, and neither do their friends.
I think it's a good thing, especially for us, as we see that the Latino community is becoming more of the bigger minority, that they're seeking places for higher education. So I think that's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
They're minorities, we're all minorities, so I feel like, you know, the more diversity, the more you understand, the more you learn about other cultures.
Many historically black universities have a powerful network of alumni who open doors for students and get them jobs. Latino students hope they'll be able to tap into those networks. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones in Durham, North Carolina.